Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast. Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Full disclosure, last night I got up out of bed, 12 o'clock, 12:30, went to the kitchen, had a meeting with two Sparkle Market fried chicken drumsticks and a roll from Classic Bakery. It was so good. It was just so good. I stood there and the pleasure and euphoria that came over me from eating that. Oh my God. When I got on the scale last night, it said 211. That was before my rendezvous with the chicken legs and the biscuit or the roll. Woke up this morning and said 209, which I'm happy for. I didn't know how my little late night escapade was gonna affect that number, but I'm happy with the 209 this morning. I'm out here walking. I got on the sauna suit, but today I'm wearing a sauna suit without a t-shirt under it, and it feels weird. It feels weird. I can feel the plastic on my skin. I haven't quite broken a sweat yet. So when I'm first walking, it's cold. I feel air shooting up through there. Starts to warm up a little. Now I'm not quite sweaty, so it's sticking to my body, feeling weird. If it continues to be like this, I will wear a t-shirt under it. The reason I don't is because the t-shirt gets so soaking wet. I'm like, why am I even doing this? It gets so soaking wet, but it may serve a purpose because it does feel funny. I'm feeling air and cold, sweat and the rubber up against me. It's not as comfortable. But anyway, we're going after it, you hear me? We're going after it. We're at 209. You know, we were a little bit lower than that last week, I'm sure. I ain't even got to check. But the thing is gonna be the weekend. It's always gonna be about this weekend, these 2 days coming up. And that's what I want to focus on. These 2 days coming up. I'm sure that as I walk and the suit heats up, and it is, I can feel it already, starting to feel a little better. It heated up pretty quick. I can feel it heating up on my body. It feels good. It's all about these next 2 days and getting that big spike in weight while maintaining my passion for indulging and eating. There has to be balance. I do not want to make that big spike again. That's why I'm talking about it. I know I'm focused on it. I'm trying to put attention on it, point it out, call it out, bring it to the forefront. At least some moderation. You know, there's gonna be some indulgence. There's gonna be some rest. I'm gonna be lazy. I'm gonna watch TV. I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna find decadent pleasure in some of the sins of the flesh that I so willfully play in. The flesh is weak, and thank God it is. I was thinking about that last night. The flesh is weak. why I'm out here. Step up. I did 17,000 steps yesterday. 17,000. And that was mainly because of a big morning walk that I did. So I'm gonna try to repeat that. I may not repeat the whole thing because I went like farther than quote unquote I should have, because I went over 10,000. I think I walked 5,300 steps. So I kind of know where I should go and where I'm gonna turn around at and when I left and the time and all that. So still looking to get 10,000 in. I feel the suit heating up. And that's good, because I mean, I'll break a sweat. It says it's 71 degrees out here. It's supposed to be 82 or 92, I forget which one. One more work day. Happy Friday, people. 8 hours. Get it done, get it taken care of. Sunny California. I ain't drove my car in 3 weeks. I started it when I got back remotely. I don't even think I got it in it. So I had to open it up to get something out the trunk, but I did look in it to make sure everything was cool in there. It's all about tomorrow. If I can do one day, maybe even double up on the steps, do 20,000. Get up in the morning, knock out a quick 10, come back home, eat, indulge, do what I do, and then maybe go out again in the evening. You see, I'm trying to do it. There's probably no way I'm not gonna eat. And I think I'm admitting that to myself. There's no way, that's what I'm saying. Notice I'm not saying I'm not gonna eat. Notice I'm not saying I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not putting myself in the position to fail. I'm just not gonna do it. I mean, I might do it. Let's just not be so sensationalistically dramatic, but it's all about the next 2 days. I don't want to spike. 209. I'll be happy to get back. Today I might be at 206 something when I get back. If I drop my usual 2.6 or whatever, I could be at 206 something, which would be good. And if I can maintain a Friday night and go into Saturday, just one day at a time, if I can maintain tonight, you know, nothing too stupid, and then get up tomorrow and walk and start it off right. I don't know, I gotta see. Or Sunday, it's gotta happen. I don't wanna spike. And I'm just talking about this over and over and over and over and over. I'm talking to myself. It's, call it a mantra, call it meditation, call it a yoga, call it a prayer, call it whatever. That's what I'm doing. Trying to focus everything or focus my attention to the goal at hand, the priority. I need to go to storage. I can walk to storage tomorrow. I gotta swap data, because I have off-site data. I have on-site data backups. So this thing's in Southern California, for crying out loud. There's stuff going on. I ain't even think about going out or socializing or seeing a band or doing something fun. Hell, you're in Southern California. The hippest, happiest place in the world, probably. And you thinking about what you're gonna do staying in your house for 2 days. Treasuring the fact that you might not have to see or talk to another human being for 2 days. Hell wrong with you, Jeffrey Mitchell. What the hell is wrong with you, Jeffrey Mitchell? Everything. And it's so beautiful. Everything is wrong with me, and it's so beautiful. It is. Last night, oh my God, standing there in my drawers in the kitchen, cold chicken, right out the refrigerator. Oh my God. Then I hit that fruit punch drink I drink, which I'm thinking I may adjust. It may have a lot of sugar in it and fructose or whatever. I may go ahead and start buying this Simply Made, or what is it called? Simply Lemonade or Simply Fruit Punch, whatever that stuff is, because it's supposed to be seen to be made out of real fruit juices and stuff. Maybe I'm getting calories and unnecessary calories from that. Maybe I can dilute that punch a little bit more, because I think I do have it a little bit sweet, because it is good. It's so good. But I think y'all get where I'm coming from here. It's all about monitoring the next day, sort of, if I can come in on Monday with a nice, decent weight, wouldn't that be so pleasant? So it's all about focusing attention on the task at hand for tomorrow. If I get back today and Mr. Scale tells me 206 something, 207, not as good as it was for Friday, but it's not a bad number. I just gotta make sure I don't shoot up to 215, 220 over these next 2 days. And I'm searching to find a way to make that happen, and none of which seem to be to not eat. None of them seem to say, you're not gonna eat this. You're not gonna eat that. You know? None of that. None of that says, and none of my reasoning or plan making or strategies or techniques is not eating one of them. And that's probably the only one I need to do. But we'll see. We'll see. There will be indulgence. Gotta have it in moderation. And if walking 30,000 steps, if I have to walk 30,000 steps to eat the way I want to, that would be, I may be satisfied with that. I may be satisfied to say, okay, and I may take that on, and I don't like walking in this thing without a t-shirt. I can feel air blowing in there. It's like cold air. Not even sure I'm sweating. It might just be a cool day. I don't know. But yesterday I sweated like a pig. And today I'm not even sure I'm sweating. And I can feel cold air and cold sweat or whatever up against my body. Whereas the shirt stayed wet. The funny thing about the shirt though, the shirt is soaking wet. When I get back, you know, to the house, I take my jacket off, take the sauna suit off before I get in the house. And when I take the sauna suit off, a minute later, 30, 40 seconds later, the shirt starts to get cold. And it, I gotta hurry up and take that off. So it retains heat and the moisture. So I had to hurry up and take that off because it got cold. We'll see. Now that I'm back to my improved stretch of walk, back to the distances that I'm used to, well, that I was previously used to, maybe that's the key. That and refining, monitoring, and re-summarizing, re-evaluating my eating habits, even little things like that juice. I may go ahead and order a bunch of bottles of that Simply Made, the better juice. It's like $3 a bottle. It's not the money. I can save some calories. From there, we're good. I also take my blood pressure. My blood pressure is a little high. I probably need to back off the salt, because I'm back on the salt with my popcorn. I don't put salt in my food as much, but butter and salt in my popcorn at night. Hot sauce on the popcorn. I think it was 137 over 84. I gotta get that back down. So, and I gotta go back to the dentist, finish up my dental work. I need to get my, I think I'm due for a physical. I'm not sure if I got a physical yet this year, and also a colonoscopy or whatever that thing is we supposed to get, prostate check, all of that. Get that, take care of my teeth, implants, all of that. And then start talking to my doctor about tummy tuck, liposuction, get rid of all this excess skin from when I was 300 pounds, 280, 270 or whatever. Go through my doctor because, and when I eat or whatever, I have to unloosen my pants and put my pants over that flab. It's not flab, that excess skin. I don't even think it's fat. I don't know, it might be flab, but it's just excess skin. I have to like lift my belt over that, because if my belt cuts under that, the belt line, top of my pants, even my underwear cuts under that, it like it blocks my digestion or stomach. And I feel queasy and stuff like that. So that's why I'm a petition to get that taken care of. It's just fun to do stuff. I guess it's fun to, I'm enjoying this. I don't even know why I'm doing it. It's not like, do I want to be cosmetically attractive? I do. I mean, come on, everybody. I think, not everybody, but you know, people want to walk in a room and have that presence and get that look. I really don't want to do nothing with nobody other than play it. Mess with, I wouldn't say mess with people's heads, but just have fun. You know, I don't even think I want anything. So why am I doing all this? Why am I doing all this? What's it for? When I'm at, you know, last night I'm doing my podcast test. I've been doing this for years. Testing out microphones, testing out webcams, my studio software, broadcasting like I'm a producer or like a TV show. Making a TV show ain't got nothing to say. But it's fun. And last night, I think I spent a couple hours doing that. And I was like, okay, I spent a couple hours doing this. What's gonna come out of it? And I thought to myself, if nothing comes out of it, it's cool. Because at least I'm not eating. You know, anything besides eating, that's the way I look at it. If I'm doing this, I'm not eating. So that's good. Even if I'm just playing with myself, in the guise of production. But it was fun, because I came to some conclusion yesterday. I think some software doesn't work. I think some hardware doesn't work. I was kind of evaluating the situation, see what was going on, why this wouldn't do that. So I ended up pulling out my old interface, my old 16 channel interface that I had put away. I had to pull that out because I thought that might be overkill just to use as an interface for the OBS studio computer. You know, so I was like, I don't need all this. But I pulled that out and said, why not use it? It's just sitting in there. So I pulled it out, hooked it up. I had to use a DI box for whatever reason, because of the way my input outputs was working. I hooked up a DI box, got rid of all the noise, and the sound was good. I was like, oh my God. I guess when you do it right, instead of doing it with all the wiring riggings that I had set up. But I don't know, we'll see when I get back. Then it started being weird. So we'll take a look and see. But I think we almost got it dialed in. And dial in for what? I ain't got nothing to say. What's the point? What you dialing in for? Huh? What you dialing in for? You ever ask yourself that? Yeah, I'm wearing a t-shirt next time. I don't like this. And the thing is too, you get out here, like I was in Ohio, because of the humidity and the heat and the type of heat that's there, and wearing this sauna suit right now, you sweat so much you can't use your phone. I sweat so much I can't use my phone. There was sweat dripping from my hat, on my hands. If I put my phone in my pocket, I remember before I got this spiffy little case and USB-C connector plug on the case. Water would, sweat would get in there. Phone would be soaking wet. Even if I put in my pants are wet. Cause all the sweat just drips down. I get home, my underwear is wet. So I shouldn't really sit down on anything. But how do you take your pants off without sitting down? I know you can do that. And I should, but I don't. I like to sit down when I take my clothes off. And also with the anomaly weight, starving myself, then going out, walking 5 miles in a sauna suit, dehydrating myself, getting just to get that low number on the scale. The other day, I did that. Got back, went from 211 down to 207.2. Got on the scale, was 207.2. Got in the shower. Rinsed off, did what I did in the shower, got out, got on the scale. It was 207.4. It went up just because of that. That's how much of an anomaly weight I know that is. I know that weight is, that number is low, and it's just the indicator of trend. It's not a realistic number, and I know that, but I don't care. I still like seeing that low number. And also, speaking of the shower, I got a foot scrubber. I was at my daughter's house when I just stayed, and she had this shower mat that has like brush bristles, like grass. I think they call it like a grass mat or something. Grass. And it's like plastic bristles, like a brush on it, on a shower mat, you know. So you're standing on it, you throw a little bit of gel down there or something, get you a good foot scrub. I need that. I need that badly. Because I need that badly because my feet need to be washed daily. And I don't feel like reaching down there and doing it. And I don't even have a rag or any. I got the stuff in there. That's not true. I do have all the stuff in there to do it. Let's not go that far. But it's much easier. I just grab my shower gel, a couple drops down on the mat, scrub my feet. And it feels like it's a good massage, number one, but mainly, I feel like my feet are getting clean. Because if I don't clean my feet, they stink. My feet have notoriously stunk for years. And it's probably because I didn't change my socks or wash my feet. You gotta actually wash your feet. You just can't get in the shower, oh, say they got wet and it's cool. You gotta go down there and do a little bit of scrubbing and like, you know, deodorizing or whatever you want to call it, every now and then at least. So this makes it a lot easier. In fact, I saw hers, I loved hers so much, I was like, oh. As soon as I got back, I ordered one, had it the next day. Used it yesterday. put too much gel in it the first time. I only want to do a couple drops, but you know, I'll get these too. I was using her Dr. Bonner's. She has this Dr. Bonner's soap that I guess you can use to clean your car, or clean your body, or clean your teeth. I don't know, it's supposed to be like a multi-purpose soap. And it was peppermint, and it was killing. It was soapy, and I liked the smell of it. And it smells sanitized, like institution sanitation. You know how you go into a hospital, or that kind of peppermint sanitized? And I didn't mind. I liked it, especially when I was thinking about my feet. I want that Mr. Clean, spick and span, Pine Sol type effect on my feet. That's how clean I want them to be, or that's how I think they should be scrubbed. But anyway, it was good to do that. And I was thinking about buying a bottle of Dr. Bonner's. I Googled it. Kind of expensive. But, you know, we'll see if I waste money on that. And indulge in that. Was it impulse buy, whatever? Because I really don't need it. I can use a shower gel like that. I don't even use shower gel. I don't use soap that much, maybe every so often. But I just rinse and wipe, lotion. Every now and then I'll throw a little bit of body gel on, hit the stinky parts, get them all soapy, then scrub down with my, I got an axe, men's axe. Kind of scrubber thing. So that's how that goes. So but that anomaly, that weight, I gotta try to get that low number. I don't give a damn. I know it's not real. I don't give a damn. Get in the shower, get out the shower, it goes up. But not even doing nothing. Not even drinking no water or nothing. Brushing my teeth, nothing. It just goes up. So that's how much I know that number is real or not real. So it's gonna be about tomorrow, y'all. Tomorrow, the next day. I was thinking about making Jell-O. I have to order my Instacart. I got food in the house. I shouldn't have to order any more food. Worst case scenario, if I don't wanna go nowhere, I can make brownies, which usually it's not a good thing because I eat them all. Sometimes it's better for me to go to the store, buy a small quantity of something, and eat it all, and not have nothing in the house. So we gotta see how that goes. We just gotta see how it goes. We gotta beat this thing. We gotta beat this thing or find a way around it, or find a solution, or find a compromise. Or find something to contradict, something to, you know, against the effects. Can't think of the word. I'm walking, I'm starving, I'm dehydrated, and I'm walking in a sauna suit in the summertime. I'm lucky to still be walking, putting myself through this. What's wrong with me? Everything. And that's what makes it good. What's wrong with me? Everything. And that's what makes it good. But I'm out here. I'm out here. I just walk 5,000 steps one way. I'm gonna walk 5,000 back. Should be 10,000 before work, sweating. Then I walk another 6,000 doing work at break and at lunch. I can't sit still. Years and years and years. Even we were working in the building. You work in the building. I had it down to where I hit my brake, hit the elevator, hit the ground floor, walk down Fifth, spin back around and come back. Get right back 15 minutes. I don't take rest breaks. I don't be resting, you know. I be moving and stuff. So like, I'm walking now, and there's like sweat all over me. I got sweat all over me, sweat dripping out of the cuff of the sleeve of this tracksuit, this sauna suit, sweat dripping from the bottom to the point I could barely touch my phone. It's probably sweated all over the place. I'm looking at it, I can see sweat stains all on it. And it feels good though. It feels good. Maybe I might need to clean my case and phone when I get home this time. It's been a few months since I put it on there. I cleaned it once and it kind of messed up the fingerprint recognition because, you know, there's a covering over the fingerprint recognition on the front. But I got that straightened out. I like fingerprint recognition. On the one phone, it was on the back. And I got used to that. I think that was on the 9. Oh my goodness. I think, yeah, the fingerprint recognition was on the back on the 9. How long did I have that 9? I need to check and see how many years I had it. But, on the S22, fingerprint recognition is on the front. And I'm thinking, I want fingerprint recognition on my computers at home. I'm gonna look up a USB one. Instead of putting in my password all the time, because I keep my stuff locked. I don't know about y'all, but I keep my stuff locked up and encrypted. And I can just go ahead, I can just boop, 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 the pin code in, or the picture password. You know, it's no problem. But on the laptop, on my work laptop, the fingerprint recognition, it's nice. Come back, computer locks, put my finger there, boom. So I might wanna try that. Fingerprint recognition. I had a laptop, an older laptop, still got it. You know, I don't know what I use that laptop for, but it technically works. I think it's an i5, but it's, you know, it's not, it's an older generation i5. Not the most fastest, speediest thing, but it works. It has a fingerprint recognition. So that's it, y'all. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, y'all. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? I was thinking I should, every time I eat, I should go live or make a video. I should try to incorporate y'all into my endeavor, into my situation, into my circumstance. But I don't know, it's just, like I said, notice I said, no matter all the solutions I thought about, all the stuff that I thought about, all this, all that, none of it is about not eating. None of it is about not eating. It's always, I'm looking for an alternative or a solution or something to counteract. Counteract was the word I was looking for. Looking for something to counteract my eating, because eating is gonna happen. Now hopefully it's in moderation. Hopefully, you know, we can eat a little bit more sensibly, or maybe eat a lot, but eat better. I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna happen. I never do. Even when I do know, I don't know. And that's the best part about it. Even when I do know, I don't know. And that's the best part about it. Feels good to get back out here and get the steps in Ohio. Ohio did me right. I was loving being down 204, 203, 205, going to bed at 207. Oh, and I'm not even sure what I was doing or not doing, other than the black of miles. And at night I would have a little snack, definitely, like chips. Maybe it was because the food I was eating, you know. the portions or something. And I think the portions are working here, even back here at Quarter Cup. Just to be aware of how much you putting on my, how much I'm putting on my plate. And then actually putting it there and not finishing it. Putting that little bit of food on my plate. And then eating it like it's a meal and not just gobbling it down, finishing it. Cause I could eat that. I could eat that much in one bite. Like, choom, choom, it'd be gone. For some reason, I'm not doing that with the portions. And I was trying to, yesterday, and when I did want to gobble, you know, really gobble, I got a salad. I got a lot of salad. I had put green beans in the oven. I mean, the microwave, heated them up, and just threw some salad, baby spinach, baby spring spinach salad on top of it. A little bit of dressing. Okay, a lot of bit of dressing. And that was my lunch. No meat. So actually, it could have been that the late night chicken fried drumstick, fried chicken drumstick and rolls might have been a result of a smaller lunch, so that probably could have worked out. But even if it did, I still want to stay hard on myself. I don't want to give myself any leeway. I still want to look at that as being something that we don't want to do. Anyways, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm swinging on y'all two times. See that sweat just falling all off me? Swinging on y'all two times, for me and for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom of this, any atom in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or shall be. The totality of it all. A theory of universe. An hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.